Good morning, everyone. We'll give people another minute or so to join, and then we'll get started. I expect that this will be a fairly quick call. We have a number of people in the U.S. who are taking extended vacations, several people are off today. Want to use today to go through status as we're starting the development phase of our project and answer any questions that come up. We give people another minute or so. Okay, why don't we get started? The big logistics today is that we passed our M1. That review happened over the course of the week with the TSC, first Monday on the PTO meeting, and then yesterday officially. So there are no issues. Now we can get on in earnest with the development phase of our project. The next milestone, M2, is the end of July. So please try to get all the functionality at least stubbed out before that point. For the rest of the call, since a number of people are off, I want to go into JIRA and do a quick status. While we're still on the agenda, is there any new business that we should consider today? Okay, let me flip over and there we go. Andy is off today for the package model. He'll be back next week. Let's go next to the HPA. Leanne, how is HPA coming along? Oh, I don't see Leanne Howe. Why don't we do this the other way? Why don't we go through with the people who are here? Why don't we start with Moshe? How are things going with you with the Dovetail integration?
I'm improving on existing, on the framework, and I would really like to get some requirements on how a package should look like, so something more substantial.
Sure. We have some of that already. I will have some more resources for you next week to help plug into this. We want to take some of the existing tests from the marketplace side, and then we'll go through with the VNF requirements. That's providing our requirements, the testability matrix coming from Stevens VNF requirements project. For this release, what I expect is that we're doing the VNF packaging based on SOL004 the VNFD from SOL001, plus some of the tests that are already developed. We'll be bringing in the VVP tests and making sure they can plug into the framework as well.
Okay, so next week we'll have more content, that's what you're saying?
Yes, and more people as well to help with that piece.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, let's see, Victor, how are things going with you?
Sorry, Chris, are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking how are things going on your side?
Oh yeah, now I'm trying to figure out the test framework about that lifecycle test and functional test and also about the dovetail integration, because this maybe have some common things around this three sub project. I'm trying to find some similar or maybe some common framework that we can reuse it. So now we're still working on this. Maybe next week I can give some proposal about that.
Very good. I think that would be a very good discussion for our next call. To dive in deep on the architecture now that we're realigning the frameworks. So I think that would be timely when everybody comes back.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris. This is Gurpreet Singh from Nokia. And I'm relatively new to this project as well as ONAP. I had a question regarding the VNF packaging requirements and validation. So are we also looking at container-based VNFs, and are the requirements defined here or in the VNF packaging project? Are they equally applicable to containers, or is there something additional we have to define?
It has not been defined yet. There's some experimental work going on with container-based VNFs in the MultiVim project, but it has not yet gone through the VNF requirements or VNF SDK. That's something that we're really looking at for Dublin.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Well, welcome to the project, and if you have suggestions, please feel free to voice them on our calls.
Sure, will do. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Next, Lian Hao, how are things going with you?
Yes, I've started to look at the SOL001. Mm-hmm. There's some missing pieces compared to what the DM models we defined in R2. Mm-hmm. So Alex and I will have a meeting to discuss with the standard committee, standard guys, to see how to resolve those kind of things.
Great.
I think Victor also knows that basically the metadata and user data properties that are missing, and also the storage type we use to define as the root storage type, root storage, mm-hmm. is also missing there.
Mm-hmm. So we'll Oh yes, so Lian Hao, so you intend to still use the R2DM for the HP extension, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, got it. So if you have any question, we can discuss together and we can get more information.
Sure. Great. And next, Kailun, how are things going with you?
I just want to know that I saw there is an epic for Victor, modular test, and there is also one for Moshe around the DevTail integration. Since there is a function test is in between marketplace and as well as the DevTail integration. So I would just like to know what's the difference between the requirement for func test for Casablanca release between the I do not know the difference between the requirement for func test and the requirement for the epic for Victor. So
so can I say that maybe is that what we are finding is that the actually the left sub test and the function test and maybe the DevTail integration is just we add some business on a test framework. So I intend to find maybe a common test framework to support this three functionalities, such as we have now our function test have the robots framework. I will try to find that if it's possible to DevSec test could reuse this framework or maybe the DevTail. I think a DevTail integration is maybe
it's another.
Yeah, Yastic. Maybe I'll try to find this some difference or some advantages or disadvantages between two framework. I think it's better for RSDK to use a common test framework to satisfy these three test functionalities, I think. So that's what's our intention to do that.
Okay, so just want to make sure that the epic that is under your name that covers the modification for func test, right?
Yeah, we can discuss together after I have the initial proposal.
Okay, got it, thank you.
Great. Thank you. So we'll cover that next week as people get back from their vacations. Is there anyone that I missed? Anyone else have any status updates? Okay, one more came in from Alok. They have finished creating the version six specification for the VES agent, and he handed that over to me. So I will be converting that to RST and posting that up in Read the Docs. So that latest spec should be available shortly. Let's see, anything, any new business from anyone on the call? Okay, great. So this was a quick one today. Thank you all for your status updates. I will break early given the number of people who are on vacation today. And as a reminder, the VNF packaging meeting that usually follows has also been canceled due to the holiday. So we will resume next week, and I will talk to you then, and we'll dive in deeper on the test frameworks, as Victor mentioned. Thank you all very much. I'll post this recording later today once it completes.
Sorry, Chris, can I ask a question?
Oh, please, yes.
About the VNF requirements?
Yes.
So I see in the package, requirement package, does it explicitly describe the directory layouts within the VNF CSA file, because currently we just follow the SOAP 004, but the SDC has some special requirements on the content within the CSA files. So
let me follow up with SDC to make sure that we're in alignment with what they're expecting, because you're right, they're not doing the full SOAP 004. They're doing a little bit of their own thing. So we'll tie that up with Stephen to get the official handoff of what they think is ready for the Casablanca release. And then we'll have the full list in one place.
Okay.
Great. Any other questions or anything else from people on the team? Okay.
Yes, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes,
Moshe. Until now I was focusing on heat stacks, and now I'm starting to also work on actual CSAL, but I cannot find enough examples of actual CSALs. I did find one or two. So my question is, do you have any CSALs? I know that Huawei do have a few CSALs that do actually work, that also they work with MSO and everything, the whole cycle.
Yeah. We have the ones for the test use case, the use cases, so Volte in particular, and I will take an action item to see if we can identify some additional CSARs.
But the ones that you already know about, you said Volte?
Yes.
There are many versions of each CSAR, so can you?
Yeah. Yes, okay. I will take an action item on that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure, got it. Okay, anything else? Great, thank you all. I will end this call early. Enjoy your weekends, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one.